I hate this time of year for this reason only, is you have to lie to a lot of folks to recognize people. Sometimes we wait too late in life to recognize special people that come along and help along the way. And so we decided this year that we didn't want to do that. This person has been out snooping looking at the plaques too, so we had to hide this plaque. You'll know pretty quickly, but I'm not going to tell a name as Susan did. I'm going to read through my information and then we'll tell the name. The next recipient of the Friend of Ag Award was raised on a farm in Trigg County and has belonged to the farming community her entire life and is a lifelong Trigg County resident. The graduate of Trigg County High School, a graduate of Murray State University with a business degree. She first thought she wanted to teach business, and she went to Christian County and taught for a year. No offense, Christian County, but I don't blame her for deciding she wanted to come back and get into the banking industry. She's been a member of this Ag Committee for the last 10 plus years and been a very integral part of this banquet as well as our farm tour every year. She's also been a committed member to the Trigg County Ham Festival Committee over the years, probably was involved in the first one in some shape, form, or fashion, but always has something to do with the Ham Festival, which is also another event to honor our Trigg County farmers. She served on the Trigg County Hospital Board for over 10 years. Now she's on the Ambulance Board. She serves on the PAD Board of Directors. She's an active member and a driving force behind the Seven Friends Scholarship Program that has helped educate so many of our young children. She has served as the treasurer for Cadiz Christian Church for the past 25 years, Sunday school teacher, and youth leader for 30 years. She is an elder in the church for the past 12 years. Bear with me. She remains a driving force behind the Vincent and Perry farming operation as she deals with two type A personalities, if you know Craig and Shannon. And anyone that knows them two knows that she has her hands full. She's had a Farm Mom of the Year Award named in her honor, and that was started a few years ago, this awarded every year at the Ham Festival Breakfast. She still runs errands for the farming operation as well as various other jobs and continues to cook lunch almost every day. Shannon told me that they sit down and eat lunch instead of dinner, supper where I grew up, but dinner because they're usually still in the fields at dinner time. So they have a sit-down lunch meal just about every day. She's a very driven person and will not give up on anything, and that's a direct quote from her daughter. She loves her church and her family. Craig will tell you that the dogs are going to be taken care of before either Shannon or him are going to be taken care of. Although I know for a fact she never left his side as he went through a recent battle with cancer. Stephanie's been married to Craig Perry for the last 46 years. That's an honor in itself, Craig Perry, to be married to that lady for that many years. She had two children, Shannon and Patrick. Patrick, she lost in a terrible traffic accident that in 1993 that will be forever known as the Seven Friends accident. Through everything, she has remained faithful to God, her family, and Trigg County, and the agriculture community. She's been an amazing friend to me. Ever since I've known her, she's been an amazing friend to Trigg County, and certainly to agriculture. Miss Stephanie Perry, would you please come forward?
Quite like Ethan. I'm a big talker, but it usually comes out crazy. But thank you so much, and I'm so very surprised. But the one thing I will tell you is I love Trigg County, just like the rest of you. Thank you.